So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hakol Mamirin Echad Anoshim Echad Noshim. All people, men and women alike, can transfer the Kedusha from their carbon to an animal that is chulin by saying Behemas chulin zu tachas du shel hakdash. And the Mishnah explains, Loishod Mershai Lahamer, Elishim Hamer Mumer Vesivik Esarba. Hakol Mamirin does not mean that one is permitted to make a Temura. Rather, Hakol Mamirin means that all can make a Temura. That if B'diyevid one did make a Temura, it is effective in that both animals are Kaddish. However, he gets Malkus for the Lavan of Leich Lefenu Bolo Yomer Oise. The Gemara continues, Hakol Asuya Yerish Udalei Kribi Yehuda. The word Hakol is inclusive and teaches that one who inherited his father's carbon is considered the owner to make a Temura. And this halacha of Yerish is actually Machlikus B'Yehuda Rabbanan in the following Braisa. And our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Meir, who holds Yerish Shemech Yerish Meimer. A Yerish is considered the owner to do smicha and temur with his father's carbon. While Rabbi Huda holds Yerish Ainu Shemech Yerish Ainu Meimer. A Yerish is not considered the owner to do smicha and temur with his father's carbon. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Huda derives his opinion from the pasuk of smicha, where it says, "V'samach yodei al reish karbanai." And the word karbanai, his carbon is exclusive, and we derive karbanai v'le carbon of. One only does smicha on his own carbon, but not on his father's carbon. And then the yell of Tchilas Hektish Misayv Hektish, we compare Temur, which is the beginning of Hektish, of the new carbon, to Smicha, which is toward the completion of Hektish before Shechita. Masayv Hektish Yerish Ein Asaymech, Av Tchilas Hektish Yerish Ein Amemer. Just as a Yerish does not do Smicha, he also cannot accomplish Temur. While Remeir holds that although the word Karbana is mentioned three times in the Parsha of Smicha, they're not a source for Yerish Ein Asaymech because they are all needed to teach the following three halachas. Karbana v'le karbon evi kachav. One does smicha only on his own carbon, but a Jew does not do smicha on the carbon of a non-Jew. Karbanai v'lo karbon chaveri. One does smicha only on his own carbon, but he cannot become a shliach, an agent, to do smicha on someone else's carbon. Karbanai l'rabbis kol bali chavarin l'smicha. If the carbon has multiple owners, all partners must perform smicha. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, karbanai is the source for yerish ein esaymech, and regarding the other three halachas, there are two approaches. Either Rabbi Yehuda derives these three halachas, karbanai v'lo karbon aviv, and karbanai v'le karbon avi kechavim, and karbanai v'le karbon chaveri. And Yehuda disagrees with karbanai l'rabbis kol bali karbon l'smicha. Rather, in the case of multiple owners, Rabbi Yehuda holds the karbon does not require smicha at all. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds that one karbanai excludes both v'le karbon chaveri, v'le karbon avi kechavim, because as Rashi explains, tahani lav karbanai ninu. In both cases, the smicha does not own the karbon, and smicha must be done by the owner. And then we derive karbanai v'le karbon aviv, and karbanai l'rabbis kol bali karbon l'smicha. The Gemara proceeds to explain that Remeir derives Yerish Meimer from the pasuk of Temura, where it says, Vim Hamer Yamer Behema Bevehema. The repeated words Hamer Yamer teach L'Rabbis HaYerish. A Yerish has the authority to accomplish Temura with his father's carbon. And then, V'yolav Sev Hektish Mitchilas Hektish, we compare Smicha, which is towards the completion of Hektish, to Temura, which is the beginning of Hektish of the new carbon. Matchilas Hektish Yerish Meimer, Av Sev Hektish Yerish Aymech. Just as a Yerish can accomplish Temura, he also does Smicha. And then the word ve'im, the superfluous letter vav, teaches l'rabbis ha'si'isha. A woman can also accomplish tumur with her own carbon, and she gets malchus. While Rabbi Yehuda holds hamer yamer comes to teach l'rabbis ha'si'isha, and ve'im le'darish, she does not darish in the letter vav. The Gemara asks, according to both opinions, why do we need a specific limit for tumur by a woman? We already know that isha lakir from the pasuk isha isha ki yasum kol chatas ha'adam, hishva kasav isha lishlach al anshin shabbatayra. The Torah equates a woman to a man regarding all negative commandments and their punishments, which also applies to Temur. The Gemara answers that we might say that the general pasuk of isha isha refers only to einish deshava ben biyachad ben betzibur, a punishment that is applicable both to an individual and to the public. But it would not refer to Temur because it is an einish she'einish shava b'koil. Temur applies only to an individual's carbon, but not to a communal carbon. Therefore, we need another pasuk to teach that nevertheless an isha does get malchus for Temur. The Gemara proceeds with the following inquiry: Bayi Rama Bar Chama, Katan Mao Shiyamer. Can a minor accomplish Temur with his carbon? As the Gemara elaborates, there's no question in the case of Katan Shaloi Higiya Lo'inus Nadarm, the Kivin Akdusha Le'Akdish Amur Le'Memer. A boy of less than 12 years old who cannot consecrate an animal for karbanis certainly cannot accomplish Temur. The question is only in the case of Katan Shaloi Lo'inus Nadarm, a boy of 12. Who can consecrate karbanis even before he's bar mitzvah? And as Rashi explains, Nadarb nivdakin, from your day l'shem mi hifli, have a maisa maisa. We check whether he has the understanding to whom the karban was made. And if he does, his nediv hektish is effective. Therefore, regarding Temura, the question is as follows. Perhaps, midakdushi maktish emuri nami meimer, this katan can accomplish Temura since he can consecrate a karban. Or perhaps, kivin de la bar einshenu, but Temura le mitzvahs. Even this katan cannot accomplish Temur because the pasuk states, Lo yichlenu v'lo yomarei say v'hayu hu is merasi yekaitish. Only one that is liable for the lav can accomplish Temur, while a katan who is not liable for the lav cannot accomplish Temur. Rami Bachama continues to inquire. Even if we are to assume that katan of a tamura, the whole asul chal ancient, a katan can accomplish tamura because it will eventually mature and become liable for the lavin. What is the halacha of Eibka Chavim Ma'ash Yamar? Can a non-Jew accomplish tamura? Perhaps, Medakdush, Emakdish, Emuri Nami Memer. A non-Jew can accomplish tamura since he can consecrate a carbon. Or perhaps, Kivin de la asul chal ancient, ki ava tamura like kitcha. A non-Jew cannot accomplish tamura since a non-Jew will never become liable for the lavin. And the Gemara elaborates that there is no question in the case of Hikdash Eibka Chavim Leskapro Eibka Chavim. The non-Jew is makdish his own animal for his own obligation. This carbon cannot accomplish tamura, as the Braisa clearly states. Kachay avdi kechavim einais in tamura. A carbon for a non-Jew's obligation does not accomplish tamura because to le'asal chal ancient. The question is only in the case of behikdish avdi kechavim miskapi yisrael. The non-Jew is makdish his animal for a Jew's obligation. Whether the yisrael, the miskapi, can make the tamura. Perhaps basim miskapas lin. Regarding tamura, the miskapi is considered the owner and therefore he can make tamura because he's a yisrael, the isa b'chal ancient. Or perhaps be'ina mitchil v'atzayif, the taker b'shus manda of a tamura. If Yisrael can make a tamura consecrates the carbon, only then can the miskapa make tamura. But in this case, an akum who cannot make tamura consecrated the carbon, therefore the miskapa cannot make tamura either. Take with both questions remain unresolved.